With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. A proposal yesterday from House Speaker Mike Johnson to avoid a partial government shutdown next weekend. The plan would extend government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19th and continuing funding for others until February 2nd.
The approach is unusual for a stopgap spending bill. Generally, lawmakers extend funding until a certain date for all programs. Speaker Johnson decided to go with the combination approach, addressing concerns from GOP lawmakers who want to avoid being presented with a massive spending bill just before the holidays, as has often occurred in the past.
Ken Lorman reports the bill excludes funding requested by President Biden for Israel, Ukraine, and the southern U.S. border. Also at SRNNews.com, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushing back against growing international calls for a ceasefire, saying Israel's battle to crush Gaza's ruling Hamas militants would continue with full force. A Florida judge has refused, at least for now, a request to postpone the classified documents trial against former President Trump.
U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon's ruling signals she is sympathetic to Donald Trump's lawyers, but says it's too early for now to determine if the May 20th, 24 trial date should be postponed. She did grant postponements on some of the other deadlines in the case. The defense team is seeking a delay until after the November election next year, citing the large volume of evidence they have to review for trial from the Mar-a-Lago raid and several other criminal trials that Trump must attend. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An additional 1.2 million chickens will be slaughtered after bird flu confirmed on an Iowa egg farm, the second major case in a week, days after some 900,000 chickens were killed on a Minnesota egg farm. This is SRN News. The State Church of Britain moving closer to a split.
The indications are becoming increasingly stark. A group of 44 bishops has released a public statement to Church Times urging the Church of England to allow its clergymen to enter into gay marriages. Last month, another group of bishops issued a statement opposing plans by the church to bless same-sex civil unions. Clearly, the leadership of the denomination is of two minds about homosexuality, mirroring the attitudes of the British people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether to allow guns in the building. A pastor of the Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York, carries a concealed pistol to protect worshipers, while other pastors opting to ban guns entirely. In one survey of Protestant clergymen, 62% say their duties now include making plans for a response to an active shooter. SRN News. Stellantis' Ram brand may have the answer for those who cite range anxiety as the reason they won't buy an electric vehicle.
It's called the Ram Charger, a pickup that can travel 145 miles on electricity with a V6 gas engine. It also has a generator that can recharge the battery while the truck is moving. Electric vehicle sales growth is starting to slow. Polls show the reasons are cost as well as limited range and too few charging stations.
Jeremy House reports that Ram CEO Tim Kuniskis says the new power system eliminates range and charging anxiety. Activists protesting environmental abuses, poor working conditions, and the Israel-Hamas war are among those planning to march in downtown San Francisco today to protest a global trade summit this week, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Conference. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.